section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Fixin' Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Gray Service, Sather Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars, Lee Motor Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House Spirits Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug's Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bank, Pyrrhus and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minnesota Building Center, the Mattress Bar and Marshall. Section Sports brought to you by American Surplus, Montevideo, Pete's Electric Motor, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Larson Tiling Incorporated, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Gilchrist Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludvigson Tiling, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Prince Bank, Sewearable Designs, Kluver Law Office, Canby Meat Center. Section Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Fine Insurance, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tassel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto. Section Sports also brought to you by Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Trigestad, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo Senior High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Grace Johnson and Ken Fransky. We're covering the Section Dance Team Tournament here, and we have just completed the jazz competition. 12 teams performed in jazz in front of what? How many judges, Grace?
Seven judges today,
and in front of a very large crowd here in the Montevideo Gymnasium. Just breaking in here for a little bit to give you an update on jazz and kind of preview the high kick here in a little bit. First of all, the jazz competition completed, and how should we do this? Let's just review some of the teams here. We all were jotting notes, weren't we?
Yeah, I have my predictions in. A lot of great performances today. I was impressed by a lot of teams.
Let's start out with Bold High School. They started first. Your thoughts on the Bold one? Okay, let's move along.
I didn't write down notes. I'll preface everything and say a lot of variety.
Yep.
You know, but uniforms, you know, style of the music, some we slow,
all
methodical, theatrical.
Yep.
Some like our shadows, a little more jazzy, a little pumped up music in your face. But, yeah, I didn't have any notes on Bold. I don't have any notes on Lakeview either. So I'll leave that to you two.
Good programs. I mean, they've been around for a really long time. They never have a bad routine. They come out and they, you know, they work with what they got, and you know, that shows. So
I know some jazz teams had only 5 girls and some had 10, 12 girls.
Yep.
Does that make a difference? The more the better, or does it make a difference?
Well, earlier, it's a lot easier to get those transition and formation points when you have girls and you can actually use the floor more. So I think in that aspect, it does help a lot to have more.
I did write my notes on Canby, Minnesota, the Sensations, just 5 dancers. You know, I love their passion, and I watched their facial expressions, and you can tell that just from their facial expressions that they love to dance. They love to be out there. That was my note on they've danced to the Muddy Waters, the Sensations did, and I thought they did a great job.
Well, yeah. I think so too. A little slower, more methodical type of routine, but I think overall crisp, and I agree, Paul. They were very into it, the 5 dancers on the floor.
Now, Grace, McCray, RCW, or was it given Fairfax Winthrop? You like their song. You got excited when you heard
it. Oh, yeah, that was Glencoe Silver Lake. I really enjoyed their song. We haven't seen them compete in the 3A competition before, so it was fun to see a new face.
Yeah, the Glencoe Silver Lake, first time they've been in Section 3.
Yeah, they impressed me, for sure.
They look good. I think they're a contender.
Yeah.
They're a contender.
I was joking off-air with Grace and Ken. How'd you like to be told as a coach, we're going to move you to Section 3A, Dance?
Yeah, I think my response to that as a coach would be, thank you for nothing, Dan Scott. I'm getting penalized again. Do I get a handicap by going in there? And an extra plus 50 points to move to Section 3A. But they were good.
Yeah.
They were good.
Let's talk about the Rockfall Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Boy, the crowd just goes nuts. By far, the Shadows have more representation here than any school, I think, just by looking into the crowd.
Yeah, we had the bottom two and a half, three sections of the sideline filled with, you know, alumni, parents, friends, grandparents. Very loud. You know, the girls can see their fans supporting them. You know, I wrote down sassy, strong.
Sassy.
Sassy and strong start to finish. You know, their routine's a little higher speed, you know, just a fun routine. They're bright pink or whatever that color is, exactly, flamingo, hot, kind of a flamingo pink. I think just it shows up so well on a nice wooden basketball court all the way around, too. But I thought they really transitioned well, performed well all the way around. I'm excited to see where they land today.
And the Jazz title for the Shadows was Letter to Ari. And Grace?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
They danced to an Ariana Grande mix. And like Ken said, it really is a sassy routine. I think they came out with a lot of energy today, and they really sold it. And they used their facial expressions, and it was the best I've seen it today.
Now, you wrote a lot of notes, Grace. I saw that, so let's hear them. Or you want to share them?
Sure. I mean, yeah, why not?
Okay.
So I do have Rockfall winning. That is my prediction. Wyoming second, and Worthington in third place.
Oh, Worthington.
Yeah, it's been very close for that third place spot between Worthington and Montevideo. They both have beaten each other at conference last week. They were within 2 points of each other, and I think they danced better today. It really just comes down to who came and showed up.
You know, one thing, Grace, I wrote down, you know, our Shadows danced, and right after us, Y&E danced. And the first time I'm seeing them both live, watched a lot of them, you know, via YouTube channels, things like that. But I wrote down YME had a lot of transitions. And they danced 12 girls, we danced 10. So, you know, similar eye candy on the floor, you know, a lot of action. But then I wrote down maybe too many transitions trying to look fancy.
Right.
And I didn't think it was as sharp. But, you know, that's my, you know, novice dance dad eyes watching that. But I would tend to agree. I believe the Shadows look stronger today than Wyoming. They've kind of beat each other up off and on at every competition.
Have they won switch back and forth, first place, second place during competitions?
Yep.
In Jazz?
All season long, yeah.
Okay.
If we look at our season recap, I believe.
Yeah.
First competition against each other, the McRae RCW invite, Wyoming took it in Jazz, Rockfall took it in Kick. Bold invite, St. Cloud Cathedral took it in Jazz, Wyoming second, Rockfall third, and in Kick, Wyoming first, St. Cloud Cathedral second, Wyoming third. So, I mean, it's been back and forth all season, and last week at conference, Rockfall did take the Jazz title, and Wyoming took the Kick title at conference.
Well, one other thing that Grace and I were visiting off-air a little bit, you know, the last couple years, to me, Wyoming's a team that has started this season slow. And they've built and gotten stronger as the year on. This year, I didn't see that. I thought they started stronger than maybe previous years.
Oh.
Not that they plateaued early, but they just consistently stayed steady.
Yep.
I think maybe our Shadows have gotten stronger as the years went on. Maybe didn't start quite as strong as previous years, but they're building towards the finish line, it looks like to me.
That's a great observation, Ken.
And you mentioned conference on January 26th. I just want to mention our all-conference Jazz selections were Molly Halverson, Harper Grunholz, and Hannah Oy at our conference meet, the Camden conference meet, where you mentioned it, Grace, we took first as the Shadows and Jazz, Y&E second, and then Worthington in third a couple weeks ago now.
Yep.
You mentioned Molly Halverson of the Shadows. Hey, we got to wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Yeah.
A dance on your birthday. Does it get better than that as a dancer?
Heck no.
I don't even dance on my birthday, Paul. I'm not allowed to even.
Yeah, so happy birthday to Molly Halverson today of the Shadows. You want to hear my predictions?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
After listening to you two,
you can't change your opinions, Paul.
I'm not. Okay. After listening to you two and my notes, I did take notes. I'm going to go with number third place, Montevideo. I really like Montevideo. I think they were sharp, very good routine there. then the silhouette second, and the shadows first in jazz. That is my predictions, my professional prediction.
20-some years of professional dance broadcasting, dance data. And I'm not going to disagree.
Well, did we hear yours yet?
No.
Okay.
I think there's a hard battle for one and two.
Yep.
And I'm going to believe our shadows have edged out YME. So shadows one, YME two. I think there's a three-team debate for third.
Okay.
But I'm going to slide Worthington in there over Montevideo, and I think Glencoe Silver Lake's fighting for that third spot personally.
Okay.
So I think there's a clear one and two today, and then a battle for the third spot all the way around is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So you and Grace thought Worthington Jazz was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I thought Monty had a few minor miscues, and maybe they're not going to be big point deductions, but I didn't quite see miscues with Worthington, what I was watching. But both very good all the way around.
Right.
I think there's some other teams that, you know, being a judge or seven judges, might be knocking hard at that third spot as well, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Section 3A Dance Competition from Montevideo High School. Paul Johnson, six-time champion, Grace Johnson.
That's got a nice ring to it.
It does. It never gets old.
I got to remember that.
Yeah.
And then Ken Fransky joining us on the broadcast. Us three have been doing this. Well, Grace just joined up in the booth because she was a shadow for, 5 years or 6 years or whatever. So, kind of a new team here in the last few years.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys tuning in to dance here. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring Section Sports here on Q92. What's happening now? We're in between a break between the jazz competition and the high kick competition. The high kick's going to begin about 1:45, and I can't wait to see high kick. High kick, I have a preference. I like high kick over jazz. How about you guys? Nope, you like jazz. You're a dancer.
Yeah, I do like jazz a little more.
I like the energy of high kick usually, Paul. You know, the gym's going to pack itself in here. We were probably 75% full for jazz. Still 12 teams dancing for both, but, you know, there's more girls dancing,
right. You
know, in high kick. So there's usually more people coming in to fill the gym. The energy level gets a little stronger, but I don't know. For me, it's always been easier for me to watch and critique kick than jazz.
Yeah. Before we leave the jazz review here, I want to St. James danced last in jazz.
Yes.
And I just want to comment on them because one of their faces said, is this kind of a jazz thing here? Because they came out in baseball uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they had a kind of a baseball
theme.
Yep,
kind of a medley theme. Yep.
And it kind of threw me for a little bit because they weren't these flowing gowns that you usually see with jazz, or it was a baseball uniform, softball uniform. So what do you think of that?
It was definitely interesting to see a theme. Usually themes are more kick-oriented, but, it was kind of fun to see something different.
It was really different for jazz, I thought.
Right.
Probably more of a uniform setup we'd expect to see in kick than jazz. Like you say, Paul, jazz is a little bit more theatrical and, you know, a little, I don't know, fancier costumes, outfits, uniform.
Theatrical, that's a good word for jazz.
But, you know, good music selection, you know, I mean, I'm not saying this in a negative way, but, you know, I like the music. I did like uniforms, but I'd have to say overall performance quality was a slight swing and a miss all the way around. But it was, not quite the level of the Shadows or YME or Candy Mignola, things like that. But I did kind of channel my inner Bart Hill and my inner Darren Swenson getting ready for pitchers and catchers to report for baseball pretty soon.
There you go. All right. Well, now we're going to turn our attention to high kick. They'll be taking the floor here shortly. And Camby Mignola Sensations, they're going to kick it off. Pardon the pun?
Yes, they are.
Catch that?
I caught it.
Okay.
They're in the number one slot of the 12 teams here to start kickoff at 1:45, so that's going to go fast for the 12 teams.
And it's my life.
Yes.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. So that, you know, that, if that can't get the crowd a little jacked up, I don't know what will. Maybe AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, maybe something like that. But I think that's going to be a good tone setter for the second half of today when kick starts off here at 1:45.
All right. And then who follows after that then?
Yeah, Camby kicks it off at 1:45, followed by Glencoe Silver Lake, McCray RCW, Bold, Montevideo, Lakeview. Judges will switch sides. New Ulm Cathedral, YME, Worthington, GFW, St. James, and Lockport Valley, Dawson Boyd will close us out.
Oh, they're going to close us out. We might have to be on the air for that one.
Yeah, right?
A little cheering going on.
A little cheering, a little loud in the gym, a little play-by-play, absolutely.
Okay. Well, your thoughts on high kick on the Shadows high kick routine. What is it? Describe it a little bit.
They're dancing to Billy Joel. It's still rock and roll to me. It's a fun routine. I think it's really cute. There's some cool choreography in there. Like Ken was saying earlier, it is a young team. So I think with the young team comes a little lower kicks. That's just how it goes. You know, as your team gets older and builds that program up, you know, it kicks it a little higher. So I will say Yale Medicine East, they have very nice kicks this year. So I think they will win in that category. But really, just like jazz, it's going to be whoever comes and shows up and performs well today.
So, Grace, being younger, so as Grace mentioned, we had a young team.
Yep.
We have 18 dancers and kids. Three are eighth graders, three are freshmen. That's mm-hmm. 6 out of 18. That's one-third of our team are eighth graders and ninth graders.
Wow.
Now,
Grace was in that situation, right?
Yeah. So are you more flexible when you're younger, or is it about muscle tone, muscle strength, for kick height, endurance, things like that?
It really is muscle strength. Yes, when you're younger, you know, you have a little bit more flexibility, but you really just have to build up your kick height, and it doesn't, you know, come overnight. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, this team doesn't have as high kicks as, you know, we've seen in the past few years, but still a solid routine for sure.
And that's a very important judge category.
Yes.
Number of kicks, but also height of kicks. And
yep.
consistency of the team, like when they get in their big kick line, are they all in synchronization? But the height is probably one of the top criteria they look for.
Right. And to maintain it throughout the whole routine, start to finish.
So you're telling me taller girls have a better advantage?
Well, I mean, their kicks can get as high, but I mean, me, I was a shorty, but I still got them up there.
You're the best, one of the best dancers I've ever seen. Oh,
thank you.
And the goal is always to kick yourself in the nose, right?
Yes. Kaylin Barrett, one of the Shadows, current Shadows coach, she did it every time. There's always be lipstick stains on her tights because she kicked that high.
And if I'm not mistaken, she,
really,
in a competition, I want to say it was RCW. I don't remember what year. I think she actually gave herself a bloody nose.
She did kick herself
the
in the nose. Yep.
Yeah.
She did.
That's the sign of a really good dancer, Paul. Oh, you give yourself a bloody nose.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I've never been flexible, so I wouldn't know how to do that. So that's interesting. That just crossed my mind because I noticed Worthington, they had a lot of tall girls. Look,
yes,
like the Rockettes out there. You know the Rockettes?
Oh, yeah.
Same height.
Yep, laser height.
Long legs.
Yep.
And so that is a little advantage, you think, as far as viewing or Grace, no?
No, I wouldn't think so, just because even though they're taller, their legs can still go as high as those shorter girls.
Okay. So is there a strategy, Grace, in a big kick line of, you know, 20 girls? You know, as a coach, maybe now more than a dancer,
mm-hmm.
do you line the girls up like tallest in the middle, the shortest on the outside, or do you line your kick line with the strongest, highest kick girls in the center? What's the psyche of a coach to kind of make that kick line stand out when the judges are looking at it and scoring it?
So in the beginning of the season, you really got to pay attention to the formation. So usually you do start in the middle of a routine with your kick line, also called a height line. You do want to aim for your taller girls in the center and your shorter girls on the outside. I mean, sometimes it happens where formations do get a little tricky and you have tall girls on the end. Usually start at the beginning with choreography at that kick line and then make your transitions and formations off of your kick line.
Yep.
Makes it a little bit easier.
Some of that visual appeal that goes to the whole routine.
Yep.
Effectiveness. Sure.
Do you always want to, do you put your best dancers out front?
I think if there's a cool trick to be done or a solo, definitely have them out in the front. But I mean,
I noticed the Worthington Jazz team, the girl out front, she was good.
Yeah, she had some cool tricks. Very flexible.
Really, when you say tricks, what do you mean? Just difficulty?
Difficult tricks, yeah. That usually not a whole team can do as a whole, but you still want to highlight with a solo.
Okay.
Well, if I was on a dance team, I'd be in the back row. So
I'd probably be on the bench.
All right, we're having fun here in Montevideo section dance team competition. We're waiting the high kick competition to begin here. And then after that's done, we're going to have some fun. That we're going to have the award ceremony. That's slated to start around 20 after 3, 3:30. Might be a little earlier than that. We never know. But you want to make sure to tune in to Q92 for that because how many teams did take the state?
Top three in jazz and kick will advance to the state tournament.
Okay. And that will happen around 3:30, and the excitement begins there.
Yep.
The drama begins.
Yep, that's right. The anxiety will end because we will know who the top three jazz teams are, the top three kick teams going to represent Section 3A down in the state tournament next weekend.
Next week at the Target Center. And, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. There'll be a lot of tears of joy and the tears of sadness.
Yeah, it's always bittersweet for those seniors. We have two seniors, Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd, Reese McCoy and Emerson Olson. So it is always bittersweet to see them perform for the last time, but it'll be fun.
Okay. All right. I think we'll just wrap it up here then and turn it back to you at the studios. What we're going to do now is earlier this week I was over in Canby and I crashed the Sensations practice. Coach Shauna Verlin invited me over and we interviewed the Sensations, get to know the Sensations a little bit, and then they do a little cheer for us. We'll hear that coming up here shortly. So are you excited for High Kick?
I'm really
Absolutely.
Excited.
We're ready to go. Okay. And we'll be back on the air about 10 to 3 with 10 to 3 and do a little wrap-up of High Kick and then the awards ceremony about 3:20 this afternoon. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Attention all inventory wizards and number ninjas. If you can count to 10 without using your fingers, we want you. At UFP Minneota, we're searching for a few good folks to join our inventory dream team. Picture this, you dressed as a wizard, counting boxes and doing magical math tricks. We're not saying you need a wand, but if you have one, we'll make an exception. Join us at UFP Minneota and be a part of our family. Apply today at UFP Minneota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. That's 507-872-6177.
With higher commodity prices comes higher coverage and higher costs. If you are looking for an agent with a common sense approach that is fine-tuned to your operation, talk to an agent with Haugen Insurance Agency today. With two convenient locations on Highway 75 in Madison and Ortonville, we are able to meet your needs. We can walk you through how your multi-peril policy is used for marketing bushels to take advantage of good prices, and we can also look into whether or not a hail policy makes sense for your operation. Stop by our office or visit our website at www.haugencropins.com. Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated, a farmer's helping hand.
Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby.
Paul Ramo with Q92 Sports. Let's get to know our Canby Minneota Sensations dance team.
Hi, I'm Bailey Hopper, and I'm in 7th grade in Minneota. And
other activities?
I'm in theater. Okay. And then my favorite memory is when we got second place in Lakeview.
Are you in High Kick and Jazz?
Yes. Hi, I'm Madison Richter. I'm in 8th grade at Canby. My favorite memory would probably be getting on varsity as an 8th grader.
Other activities?
I do golf and volleyball, and I'm hoping to do track if I can.
Okay. Your favorite memory?
Probably just meeting everyone here.
Okay. Hi, I'm Faith Thompson. I'm a 9th grader from Canby. I do track, and my favorite memory is when always, like, the late night bus rides when we all are, like, singing together and having fun.
You sing on the bus?
Yeah.
Who's the best singer?
Probably.
Who's the worst singer?
Probably Bren.
Are you the worst singer?
Yeah, okay. Probably. Hi, I'm Bren Kerm. I'm a freshman from Minneota. This is my first year on varsity. I'm in dance and softball, and my favorite memory is probably the bus rides home, jamming out.
Okay. What do you jam to?
Anything.
Okay.
I'm Adeline Foster. This is my second year on varsity. I'm a sophomore at Canby High School. My favorite memory is probably getting second at Lakeview. I'm in volleyball.
Okay.
In student council.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do favorite memory?
I did do favorite memory.
Okay. You like to laugh a lot?
Hi, I'm Abby Zitzman. I'm a sophomore. I've been on varsity for 3 years now. My favorite memory on the dance team is when we were on the bus and our transmission kind of got loose. So we were going 25 down the highway and we had to get picked up.
Oh, seriously? When was that?
That was just at our last.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did the bus driver do?
Freak out? No, not really.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tana Gillen. I'm a sophomore from Minnesota. This is my fourth year on the team, and my favorite memory is just the competitions and hanging out with everybody.
Okay. Hi, I'm Alyssa Hoffman. I'm a sophomore at Canby High School. This is my third year on varsity. I also do cheer, and one of my favorite dance memories is going to Isabel and Faith's house for team bonding.
Oh, say that again?
Going to Isabel and Faith's house for team bonding.
Oh, team bonding. Okay. What kind of team bonding do you do?
We watched movies and made tie-dye socks.
Tie-dye socks?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, I'm Maya Frank. I'm a junior from Canby. I'm also in cheer. My favorite memory is doing the cheers before we go out.
Okay. Can you do a cheer for us a little bit here?
I like
as a group?
Yes.
Okay. You got scared and you thought you were going to do it by yourself?
Yeah, it was.
Good.
Hi, I'm Katie Munter. I am a junior, and this will be my third year dancing on varsity. And one of my favorite memories is when we had to drive in a blizzard home.
A blizzard?
Yeah.
That was fun, I bet.
It was. It was exciting.
And our three seniors on the Sensations.
Hi, I'm Trinity Kirschbaum. This is my third year dancing on varsity. I'm from Minnesota. One of my favorite memories would probably be probably the bus rides when we're trying to get hair done on the way there and Kelly's kind of driving all crazy and we're flying back and forth, or probably after comps and we're singing music.
Okay.
And I'm also involved in FCCLA.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Isabel Thompson. This is my fifth year dancing on varsity. I'm in 12th grade, and I'm also in cheerleading.
Okay, cheerleading.
And one of my favorite memories is one of our first performances this year, our bus got pulled over.
Pulled over for what?
I don't really know.
Oh, okay. But everything was okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay, good.
Hi, I'm Kylie Sturzinger. I'm from Minnesota. I'm a 12th grader. This is my fourth year on varsity. I'm also involved in NHS and FCCLA, and my favorite memory of dance is us trying to sing on the bus rides back from competitions.
You were trying to sing?
We all try.
Oh, we all try. Okay. Awesome. Well, there's your Canby Minnesota Sensations. Now they're going to do a cheer for us as a group team here. So.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Fixon Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Sather Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars, Lee Motor Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House Spirits Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bank, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minnesota Building Center, The Mattress Bar and Marshall, Section Sports brought to you by American Surplus, Montevideo, Pizza Electric Motor, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Higgins Restaurant, Larson Tiling Incorporated, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ludvigson Tiling, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Prince Bank, Sawarable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Section Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Fine Insurance, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tassel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Section Sports also brought to you by Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Trigestad, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Montevideo Senior High School for Section Dance Team Tournament. And the competition has been complete, and everyone is anxiously awaiting the award ceremony to begin here shortly. And, boy, I tell you what, it's been a great tournament, a lot of unique and wonderful dance routines by area schools here in Section 3A. Ken Franski, six-time champion, Grace Johnson, joins me. I'm going to say that every time now.
Thank you.
Okay, it should be. And, guys, your thoughts on the high kick competition that's just been completed?
It was awesome. That last half, the gym got really loud. It was a fun competition. Good second half.
Yeah, a lot of variety, a lot of you know, different themes. Montevideo crowd was crazy loud. YME crowd was crazy loud. And our Shadows danced last, and our crowd took the gym to a whole new level. And I think the girls fed off that.
For sure.
It was intense. It was an intense afternoon.
I see so the judge just walked over to the table, and Tim Burns from Wilmer is the PA announcer, and he'll be giving out the awards here. Okay, quick, some of your thoughts on some of the teams, and who's your predictions, 1, 2, and 3? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I thought Lack and YME both came out, both spectacular routines. Both those routines are amazing, in my opinion. But for my predictions, I have La Caparo first, YME second, and Montevideo third.
All right, say that again.
For my predictions, I have Lack in first place, YME in second, and Montevideo in third. I think what really sold it for me for both jazz and kick today was the energy, and I think La Caparo Valley Dawson Boyd came out with the most energy, and they really sold their routine. So I think that might be who wins today.
All right, how about you, Ken?
Well, music awards first. I like bold Flintstone themes. Takes you back to, you know, childhood cartoons. You know, that was cool. McRae RCW did an Aerosmith mix, but they played the music too fast, so that kind of crushed good Aerosmith. Canby Minneota launched it with Bon Jovi. Never can go bad with Bon Jovi. Played it a little faster speed, but was good, good rock and roll. But, you know, it really comes down to it's still rock and roll to us, Paul and Grace. And the Shadows wrapped that thing up with Billy Joel. That is just a great kick song because it's such a high energy. I'm going to put Montevideo, I think, in a clear third. And I'm going to call a coin flip between us and YME in second. I think this could go down to tiebreaker criteria.
Wow.
I think YME has an edge on kick height.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little better transition. I think we do more kicks and more transition to the floor, but I would not want to be one of those seven judges because that is tight competition to me right now. But I think when it comes down to it, I think our fan base and our crowd is going to push the judges to score us better than YME.
Okay.
I think we edge it out tightly.
Now, they've competed against each other a couple times, and how did high kick go? Grace, when they met in each other during the regular season.
Yeah, and the most recent competition was the Camden Conference dance competition in Lakeview on January 26th, and YME took the kick title and La Caparo took the jazz title. So, I mean, it goes to show that it's up to the judges. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, I think competitions we've been in counting conferences, I think it's been about a 50-50 split.
Yep.
YME beating us in kick or us beating YME in kick. So it's been just a dogfight head-to-head.
Yep.
So 18 teams competed in high kick, and I'm going to give you my predictions.
12 teams, Paul.
Or 12 teams.
Yep.
12 teams in high kick, okay. I thought Canby Minneota did very well. I love the song. It's my life. And I told Coach Sean of Berlin when I interviewed her earlier, heard the interview here on Q92, the facial expressions that the sensations make, you can just tell in their facial expressions, they love what they're doing, they love dance, and they love being on the floor here at Sections, and I thought they did a really good routine.
Yeah, they're 12 were well organized.
Like you said, the cute one was bold, with the Flintstone outfit, Fred Flintstone outfit, and Wilma. Actually, they switched colors. They got rid of the orange Fred Flintstone thing and went to white, that Wilma. I'm dating myself.
Yep.
You know what the Flintstones are, Grace?
I do.
Oh, sure.
And the gals all had their hair kind of tucked up in like the dinosaur bowl.
Dinosaur
bowl in the back of their hair.
I thought that was cute. Montevideo, they had a lot of dancers. What is the maximum kick dancers that you can have for high kick?
In high kick, it is 34 dancers is your maximum.
And they had a great theme, too, and a very, very sharp-looking gold duster routine there.
Yep.
Lakeview did very well. New Ulm Cathedral did with Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's getting used a lot here this year. And YME, what can you say about YME? Just very sharp.
Very.
I mean, crisp or sharp. And they're pink. There's a
uniforms.
Word for it. Yeah, they're more than pink. I mean, you almost blind you. Look,
it's mingle pink. It's bright.
Yep.
It pops on the wood floor.
Yeah, YME always comes out with a very presentable routine every year. I mean, it's just... they do an awesome job.
And I thought Worthington did well.
Mm-hmm.
They're always in the section here. Did you know that the Worthington High School is the most diverse high school in the state of Minnesota?
Really?
And it shows on their dance team.
Right.
And I like that. Mamma Mia, given Fairfax Winthrop, did the Mamma Mia song. St. James was kind of cool. It was all black uniforms. That was kind of hardcore, too. Hard metal, not metal, but the hard, just dark.
Kind of dark gothic, slower pace.
Well,
but
not gothic, that's what I was thinking.
It reminds me of Worthington did a couple years in a row, just kind of a little different style all the way up.
And then, of course, the Shadows performed last. You know, can't go wrong with the song there with Billy Joel. And, you know, I watched Coach Carly Wager. I thought she was going to jump on top of the table and start coaching. She was really into it. She's just a great leader for the Shadows, isn't she?
I think she showed her shadow passion and her coaching passion. I think it exudes what the whole team wants to do today.
Yep.
They want to come to win.
What did you like best about the Shadow high kick performance, Grace?
I think their energy, they sold it for me. I think that's something we haven't seen from them yet this year. Obviously, they have a great routine and a great group of girls, but they really worked for it today and they showed up.
How about you? I think their energy from start to finish. You see some teams that about halfway through, they get a little gassed and tired. You know, the Shadows' energy was high, their facial expression. Again, I think they fed off the crowd and each other well. You know, the one thing I enjoy about the Shadows, compared to YME does a lot of hand movements. And to me, that can get distracting of watching the transition. And then maybe it helps hide a small little error or miscue. I'm not sure. But they've always kind of done a lot of hand gestures. I think ours are less of that, you know, more complexity maybe in the transitions, but I think their energy level sustained start to finish, and they came out right out of the chutes just with a bang out of a cannon,
okay.
And I think that really held strong. They felt the energy in the gym.
All right, so we're about to name three teams in jazz and three teams in high kick that will qualify for the state dance tournament, which begins next Friday and Saturday in downtown Minneapolis at Target Center. I can see the teams here lining up in the tunnel, and Tim Burns will introduce each team. They'll come out and they'll fill this Montevideo gymnasium up, and then the tension begins, the nervousness begins, and here we go. So let's some of the teams that are here, Ken.
Yeah, so we've got 12 teams that danced in jazz and 12 teams that danced in kick bowls. So we got Camby Mineota. A newcomer to our Section 3A is Glencoe Silver Lake. We have the co-op of McRae and RCW. We've got Bowles, Rhode Island, Hector Stewart, Montevideo, Lakeview, New Ulm Cathedral, YME, Worthington, Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop, St. James, and our Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows are the 12 teams competing today in the jazz and high kick.
All right, and here come the teams back on the gym floor. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, it's definitely nerve-wracking, especially when you have no idea what's going to happen.
So, Paul, do you think you're more nervous than one of the 18 dancers, two managers, four coaches, and one marketing fundraising administrative person we have?
No, not like them. No, not that bad. Here's Camby and Mineota Sensations coming on the floor. They're right below us here. We got a good...
That's great.
Yeah.
And they'll dance,
right.
And then they'll face their crowd and their fans.
Camby Mineota Sensations, just with three seniors on a team. So they got a lot of girls coming back, just like Lacaparo Valley does. How many seniors did the Shadows have, did you say?
Two seniors this year. Yep. Two seniors for the Shadows, five juniors, five sophomores, three freshmen, and three eighth graders.
Yeah, definitely, this program is definitely going to get bigger as we go with those young girls in there.
And the JV for the Shadows had an excellent year in jazz and kick as well, too. So there's another crop of young, fill maybe two senior spots and get, you know, promoted up to the varsity from the JV.
Well, the Shadows are on the floor here in their bright red Shadow sweatshirts. They're lining up, and they're right below us. We got a good view because they're close to us here.
We got a great view. They're the third one in from the south baseline of the basketball court, so they're basically right on top of the three-point line.
And this atmosphere here in the Montevideo Gym is electric right now. Can you hear the crowd?
It's going to go from a little bit of cheering to dead silence, and then a whole lot of cheering and yelling and screaming. And a few tears along the way.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to stay on here and mention the state qualifiers. Then we'll probably take a little bit of a break, a commercial break, and then we'll get some dancers up here and some coaches and do some post-dance interviews, and that'll be fun. So many years in a row have the Shadows gone to state?
Every year since 2016. So was that 8 years in a row so far?
Yep, it should be 8 years in a row, 2016 on to 2024, yep.
You guys are fast with the math there.
Well, somebody will call us, it's only 7 years, but we're going to call it eight.
Knock on wood, it's eight.
We're fast at math, and we might not be accurate.
So are they going to do jazz first, I would guess?
Yep.
Now, do they have an all-section selection?
Nope, that'll be saved for next week. It's the all-tournament team.
We had all-conference for jazz and high kick, but they will not have an all-section type team.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so here we go.
Worthington,
we're getting
coming
close,
on the floor.
We're getting close.
The last team that should be announced alphabetically would be YME.
Yes, correct.
And
there
they
it
just
is.
Got called out.
And they have a large following here, too. They're all dressed in the parents of the Yellow Bessie Silhouettes, all dressed in
pink
t-shirts.
Yep. Pink pride up there.
Well, my prediction was this, guys. I'm going Montevideo third in high kick. And I am I'm going to be... What are you laughing
you're good,
at?
You're good.
And I'm going to go Shadow second, okay. YME first.
In jazz.
In high kick.
In high kick, okay.
Just to be different.
Just to be different.
Ah, you're ornery today.
That's my my thought. I'm wearing Shadow apparel. I'm a Shadow fan.
They normally announce the rank points.
Yep.
Correct, yep.
Which, you know, this could be like a 5.5 versus a 6 or something crazy
it's
gonna like
be
that,
close.
Too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there is a tiebreaker.
And it could happen in jazz first as well, too.
Yeah.
All right, all the teams are on the floor. And I don't know if we can pick up Tim Burns on the PA, but hopefully we can hear him, all right? Are we ready?
I think so.
Here we go.
This is when the nerves go to silence. And you want to hear your name called, but not necessarily first. You want to hear your name called last.
Right.
Third place for jazz.
Montevideo Gold Dusters.
They're going to state. Montevideo Gold Dusters going to state. Third place in jazz. Look at them celebrate on the floor.
Well-deserved, well-earned for Montevideo.
And now they'll receive their plaque from their AD, Jesse Nelson. Oh, they're going to give medals too, huh?
Yeah, get their medals. They might announce each girl and coach and manager will get announced.
For Montevideo, we have coaches Amanda Macheski, Amanda Blum, and Mackenzie Vitalante, Kaya Blum, Deanna Gilbertson, Madison Kling, Maggie Kling, Aubrey Norman, and Brenna Winters. For the jazz team, we have Annika Ahrens, Gabby Augustin, Jocelyn Bauman, Roxy Dahl, Madison Kling, Maggie Kling, Megan Macheski, Aubrey Norman, Grace Reifenberger, and Brenna Winters.
Wow, look at you, Grace. You bring a roster.
I was ready.
Now, they did not announce a rank point, unfortunately,
nope.
Did they? I didn't miss it. They didn't say it, did they?
No.
So we know Montevideo got third, but we did not hear a judge's rank point.
Yeah, that's funny. They usually say rank points, don't they?
Yep, usually they do.
Montevideo continuing to get in their white ribbon medal. And then we're going to, up next, the second place.
They're right in front on the east sideline facing their fans in the lower deck of the Montevideo gym.
All right. Well, now we're going to find out who's in second place. Look at the Thunder or the Gold Dusters.
So Grace's stats tell us Montevideo has been previously to state in Jazz four times. So this is their fifth. They've made the finals once,
yep.
But they have not medaled in state. But they're not new to going to the state tournament in Jazz.
Yes.
Here we go. Second place in Jazz. Who's going to state?
This is a big announcement. Lac Marble County, this is a big announcement. So they give us a rank point eventually.
Lac Marble Valley, Dawson Boys, Shadows. Shadows are runner-up, Section 3 runner-up in Jazz. Congratulations to the Shadows going to state again. How many years in a row going to state in Jazz? Do you have that there, Grace, sir?
I think it's the eighth consecutive year.
Eighth consecutive year, okay.
This will be their 10th trip to state in Jazz. They've made the finals 8 times.
Yep.
They've medaled 6 times, 3 championships, and 3 second place finishes in Jazz.
For the Shadows, we have head coach Carly Wagger, assistant coach Aaliyah Schomer. Coaches as well are Hope Dreiger and Caitlin Barron. Dancers are Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholt, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shyla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poos, and Addie Tupto.
All right, thank you, Grace.
Paul, I'm not prematurely going to give you credit and attaboy, but your prediction might be correct, sir. You might have called third, second, and first place with your predictions, potentially.
Yeah.
Bunch of happy Shadows getting their second place runner-up section trophy from Jesse here at Montevideo School.
Jumping up and down with the trophy, showing the Shadow fans. You never get tired of that scene, do you?
No, you don't.
Congratulations to the Shadows. Jazz team. Awesome. Back to the state tournament. We'll see them at Target Center.
Tremendous athletes there. And all 10 of those girls on Jazz also dance high kick for our Shadows. Now we've got first place Jazz champions for Section 3A.
Here we go. No surprise there.
Nope.
The Yellow Medicine East Silhouette Section 3A champions in Jazz.
These were the big three coming in the sections, we all felt, and they raked out and very, very competitively. I hope maybe we'll hear some rank points yet before the night's afternoon's over here, but I've just got to believe it was a tight day of competition, even though we go first, second, third. That story of how competitive today was in Jazz for Section 3A.
Yeah, I think this is Wyoming's first Jazz section championship since, I want to say, 2016 or 17.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
And this will be their 27th trip to the state tournament. They've made the finals 26 of 26 years before this.
Yep.
They've medaled 15 times with 6 state championships, 1 second place finish, and 8 third place. Like we talked kind of pre-game, they've been a powerhouse in Jazz for a lot of years, and if they hold suit, Grace, you know, they will make the finals based on 100% of the time when they make state, make the finals. So I don't see that as a scary threat for them not being able to be strong enough for the state tournament to make the finals when 12 teams get cut down to 6 when we get to the state tournament next Friday and Saturday. They're pointing up to their fans in the northwest top section of the Montevideo gym. Like Paul said, their fans are all dressed primarily in nice pink t-shirts and sweatshirts.
All right, recapping, Montevideo took third, Lac Mille Valley Dawson Boys second, YME first in Jazz. Now it's high kick time, folks. Here we go. Oh, I'm nervous.
No less tension. We're halfway through, but no less tension.
Nope.
We'll see what happens. High kick. Girls are on the floor, and here we go. Third place. Montevideo Gold Dusters. Third in jazz, third in high kick.
Probably not a surprise for three of us. Grace and I, for jazz, kind of thought Worthington would maybe edge out Montevideo
right
in third. Paul called Montevideo. I think all three of us were expecting and would have predicted, like we did, Montevideo to come in third in high kick, and that's the name that got called.
So the Montevideo Gold Dusters getting their third place ribbons. High kick, and did you have high kick there for Montevideo, Grace, or
yep,
not?
Yep, I okay had Montevideo
oh, you said
third
that already.
Yep.
Okay. So
Montevideo and kick, this will be their 21st state appearance, but they've never made it from the first round into the second round.
Yep.
From the notes that Grace has for us, so certainly not a newcomer in high kick, Montevideo at state.
All right, second place, section runner-up in high kick will be named shortly. And according to Ken and Grace and myself, it's going to be a flip of the coin.
I think so.
Montevideo danced 19 girls on the floor. Our Shadows danced 18. YME danced 22. Those by far were the largest student athletes on the floor for those three teams. Some others were in that 10, 12, 15 girls on the floor. They're pointing up to their fans in the center of the east side, top and bottom sections of the Montevideo gym. Proud group of dancers and coaches and fans from Montevideo High School and community.
All right, Montevideo going back on the gym floor to line up, and we are going to get the high kick section three runner up here coming up here, Ken.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Kim with the announcement. Black of Pardo Valley Dawson Shadows. Second place runner up in jazz, and they do the same thing in high kick. Second place for Rock of Pardo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows.
High kick runner up in jazz, or runner up in jazz and high kick for the Rock of Pardo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, and they're getting their runner up medals around their neck here. By the coaches, who are the coaches, Grace? I'll name them all for us.
Our coaches are head coach Carly Wagger, assistant coach Aaliyah Schomer, extra coaches Hope Trager and Caitlin Barrett. We also have student managers Jenna Coyle and Zoe Cruz. Our 18 dancers are Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl, Chloe Glegge, Harper Grunholtz, Molly Halverson, Reese Johnson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Olson, Emerson Olson, Micaiah Puth, Alyssa Ramos, Ella Stock, and Addie Tufto.
All right, congratulations to the Shadows high kick team.
Fans back home, this will be our Shadows' 21st high kick appearance in the state tournament. They've been there 20 times before. They've made the finals 14 of those 20 times. They've medaled 8 times with 3 championships, which was back-to-back-to-back, just like in jazz. 2 second-place finishes and 3 third-place finishes. So we go back on a mission from Shadow Country. Pointing up their supportive fans, which really fills up the bottom 3 sections of the west side of the gym. We've stretched ourselves out from south, middle, and north. The YME fans are applauding as well at a good sportsmanship, some of the Montevideo fans as well, and that's the strength of Section 3. We leave here fierce competitors. We go to the state tournament kind of as one united section. We're going to compete strong against ourselves and the other 9 teams that are there for jazz and kick as well.
All right, here's the announcement for the Section 3A high kick champion. What was that?
And a word from our sponsor.
Oh, is that what Tim Burns?
Well, Minnesota's YME, back-to-back section champions in jazz and high kick for 2023-24 season here.
Look at them celebrating. You can't miss them because they're in their flamingo pink uniforms. They stand out amongst everyone here.
Just like jazz, I believe this is their first section championship in a few years, so congratulations to YME.
Oh, really?
Crawled back up and kind of knocked the shadows out of that section championship spot all the way around.
We have coaches Ashley Balfany, Sammy Halverson, Julie Janish, and Chris Nerdoff. Captains Kylie Meyer, Brianna Hempel, Kiara Sackery, Maya Okocho, Riley Strike, Kendall Meyer, Nicole Rillo, and Lauren Fagan.
Thank you, Grace. Well, our predictions kind of came true, didn't they?
Well, we had it fairly close. Without the scores, we maybe were closer than we even thought we were, too.
We should be judges.
We should be. No, we should not be.
I can't wait to see the scores, how close it was. It has to be really close.
I think it's extremely close. And for YME Silhouettes, for High Kick, this will be their 26th state appearance. The previous 25, they've went 24 times to the finals. They've medaled 18 times, won championship in High Kick, 9 second place finishes, 8 third place finishes. And I just noticed I made a mistake here for Montevideo. This will be their 21st state appearance. They've made the finals 13 times, medaled 7 times. They've had 3 state championships for High Kick and 4 and third place finishes. I screwed that up on the sheet that Grace pulled together for us. I didn't move from left to right, but we've got 3 programs in state dance. I don't care, single A, double A, triple A, anywhere in the state, representing our Section 3A next Friday and Saturday at the state tournament Target Center.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Again, just like next week, it's just going to be whoever performs the best.
And the difference from today to next Friday and Saturday, Grace, you not only have to bring your best dance, you have to bring your best 2 dances. And your best dance to go from the 12, get cut down to the final 6, and then the final 6 dance again. So this was, hopefully today was your 3rd best dance of the season.
Agreed. Yep, agreed. You have to bring out your 2 best at the state tournament. You don't want to peak too soon.
Well, the shadows actually are right below us here, setting up for a team picture with their 2 trophy plaques. And the coaches are there, too. And here comes all. It's the paparazzi going to be coming here, guys.
It'll be a bunch of crazy parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters and probably some boyfriends that you'll do some photo bombing. And
all right.
What a day.
What a day it was here. Yeah, but we want to do some interviews. So, final thoughts here? Well, you guys can stick around for interviews because we're going to interview. We got some girls coming up here and we'll try to get some of the points. Are you got points system already?
Yeah, I got scores.
Grace used her reach. So how close was it in jazz?
If we look in jazz, YME had a rank of 5. They had a rank of 10. Montevideo had a rank of 15. And Worthington, a rank of 19. So that third and fourth was close as well.
Third and fourth were close, which we thought would maybe be the tightest, but then with a rank of 5, 10, and 15, it was pretty clear, throughout the high and the low judges, it was pretty clear that the judges really saw Montevideo as the superior team today.
Yep.
Our shadows is the second team, and Montevideo is the clear third, but tight with a 4 spot.
Yeah, looking at ranks here, YME did come out with all 1s. That highest and the 2 lowest were dropped, so they did come out with a rank of 5. Bacabarro Valley had all 2s except for 1-3, so that 3 got dropped with a rank of 10. Yep. We can look
very
at total points here. Yeah, there was a big gap in between YME and Lacaparo for first and second total points. YME coming out with a 554 and Lacaparo Valley with a 526. So a good
28 points out of 10 judges.
Yes, correct.
Yep. So they definitely saw things that for jazz that just looked a little bit cleaner all the way around for YME and jazz versus our shadows.
How about the rest of the teams? How did they do? Did they have that there? Oh, how can be Miniota finish?
1 through 12, you're asking, Paul. Yep.
Yeah, I can go down the order here.
Yep.
First, YME.
Is this in jazz?
Yes, this is jazz. First, YME. Second, Lacaparro Valley. Third, Montevideo. Fourth, Worthington. Fifth, Glencoe, Silver Lake. Sixth, Bold. Seventh, Lakeview. Eighth, McRae. Ninth, Canby Miniota. Tenth, GFW. 11th, New Ulm Cathedral. And 12th, St. James.
Okay, how about High Kick then?
Yeah, if we look at High Kick, looks like Lacaparro Valley Dawson Boyd came out with a rank of 8 and YME with a rank of 6. So it was a little bit more tied kick-wise.
A little more split decision by some of the judges there. So like we thought, Kick was maybe more of a coin flip potentially, yeah.
Yep, Montevideo with a rank of 15, so there was a pretty big gap in between.
Separation there between second and third all the way around.
Looking at total points here, YME 562 and Lacaparro Valley Dawson Boyd 558. So only a 4-point gap in Kick.
Out of 800. So extremely tight on total points, but that's not what kind of decides. That uses the tiebreaker criteria as we move through.
How about the rest of the teams? They're great.
So 1 through 12 for High Kick.
Yeah, for High Kick.
1 through 12. First YME, second Lacaparro Valley Dawson Boyd, third Montevideo, fourth Canby Miniota, 5th, Worthington, 6th, Bold, 7th, GSL, 8th, Lakeview, 9th, McCray RCW, 10th, GFW. There was a tiebreaker used for 9th and 10th place. 11th place, St. James, 12th, New Ulm Cathedral.
So Canby been doing a really performance as well, which when we look at the other sections, easily slide them into one of the other three sections. Could be state tournament bound, but unfortunately they got to claw through Section 3A to make it. And again, so close, but yet so far away in a sense.
That has to be their highest placement that I can remember for a long time. Did they just miss out from third place there, Grace?
I'm looking at the scores. It looked the rank was about 24.5, and then third place, the rank was 15. So there was a good gap in there.
But fourth place for Camby Mineota and High Kick. And
yes.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, great season.
And how about you, Grace? You have some contacts, man.
Yeah,
you got the results up here quick. That's amazing.
Yeah, you just got to know the right people.
Okay, that's right. And it's nice to know for our fans back home. You know, we talk about how tight it looks visually. You know, it's not like the scoreboard stops at halftime and the horn goes off. So it's great that we were able to provide those last-minute score sheets and give fans a perspective at home of how well all three teams out of 3A represent themselves, and especially our hometown Shadows.
All right. I tell you what, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to – I know Grace has some Shadows coming up here, and then Grace and Ken will do some interviews here with us, so we'll take a break after this.
Attention fixer-uppers and tinker extraordinaires. Are you the type who can turn a wrench and fix anything from a leaky faucet to a broken heart? Well, have we got a job for you. UFP Mineota is on the hunt for maintenance tech superheroes. At UFP Mineota, we believe in fixing things and occasionally breaking for donuts. If you can troubleshoot, repair, and have a sense of humor, you're our kind of hero. Join us at UFP Mineota, where the only thing we can't fix is your obsession with office snacks. Apply today at UFP Mineota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. Embrace the grease, be a maintenance marvel, and let the repairs begin. Join our UFP Mineota family today. Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. Citizens Alliance Bank is a proud supporter of all area teams during the section tournaments. At Citizens Alliance Bank, our priority is to keep your money at home to help our communities grow and prosper. We offer a full range of products and services that are consistently evolving to meet the changing needs of our customers. Visit us online at citizensalliancebank.com or at one of our locations for more information. Citizens Alliance Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Montevideo High School. I'm joined by our section runner-ups, Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows and Jazz and High Kick. I'm joined by our two seniors, Emerson Olson and Reese McCoy. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Coming into today, what were you most nervous for today?
I was just nervous, like, how tired I was going to be.
Right.
And then, like, I pushed through it, and now here we are.
Yeah. Sammy, how about you?
I was just nervous because we get different judges like every time, so
right.
I was ready to see what their opinions were going to be.
Right. How do we feel about today's performances? From up here, it was amazing, the best I've ever seen.
Good. We came off the floor for, I'm not in jazz, but for kick, we came off the floor very happy with our performance, and our coaches were very happy with it.
Reese?
Yeah, for jazz, I know it was times we've had, like, we performed it so far,
mm-hmm. Right.
And we walked off the floor, like, knowing that it was very good for us, and we hit it, and it was really, like, a fulfilling moment walking off.
Good. And as seniors, you're going into your very last week. You got one more week left. What are the emotions going into your last week?
Sadness. I'm not ready to leave, all the younger girls. Yeah. It's like a family, so mm-hmm. very sad. Yeah. I'm very excited for State Weekend, yeah. but I'm sad to know that after it's over, it's over.
Right. Yeah, State Weekend, it's better than Christmas, I say. It's the best weekend of the whole year.
Yeah.
Well, good. We have Emerson Olson, Reese McCoy, two seniors of the Waccapar Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. We're going to get some few other girls in here. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up, we have Addie Tufto and Reese Oxendorf. They're going to get their headsets on here. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you guys feel today went?
It was really good. I think that we did all we could, and we had some really strong performances. So
felt really good coming off the floor.
Good. Mm-hmm. Pre-game, talk us through, like, what do you go through before you come out on the floor?
A lot of chants. A lot of hype songs.
Yeah, we hype up, and we get nervous, but then once we get, like, into the hole, and we shake it off, and we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Good. Going into next week, what is the week of State for you guys?
Usually we just, like, clean the little things. That's where we go with the little things, and just that's what matters. Makes it cleaner.
Like nitpicking everything just to make it as perfect as possible.
Yeah. When you guys off to State, when you guys leave, what's the schedule look like?
We have morning practice on Thursday morning, and then we leave after, like, at around 10 o'clock is our send-offs at both schools.
Nice. What does our Thursday night look like? What are you guys doing?
That's when we get all of our food and we get ready. And we just have fun with the team and get ready for Jazz and Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. I can't wait to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We had Addie Tufto and Reese Oxendorf for the Waccapar Valley Dawson Boyd Shadow, second place in Section 3A with Jazz and High Kick. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job with the interviews there, Grace. That was great.
Thank you.
And it's just an amazing scene here on the Montevideo gym floor. With the parents, grandparents taking pictures, a lot of hugs, some tears. Once again, just recapping the Jazz. It was the same for Jazz and High Kick, all three, right?
Yep. Easy to repeat. First place for Jazz and High Kick was the Wyoming Silhouettes. Second place for our Waccapar Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And third place for Kick and Jazz went to the Montevideo Goldbusters.
Okay.
So some consistency today.
Yeah, I think we have head coach Carly Wagger coming up here.
Okay.
We get to chat with her for a little bit.
Yeah, you guys can do that.
Okay.
Is Carly with us?
She's coming up.
She's coming up.
Okay, she can have my headset here.
Perfect.
And Grace, who did we have? I couldn't quite hear who was here with the girls.
We had our both seniors, Emerson Olson and Reese McCoy, and then two juniors, Addie Tufto and Reese Oxendorf.
Yep, awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
I'll try to get some other coaches up here as well.
Keep flagging them around. I think Carly was working her way around the steps. I thought
saw her coming.
Yep.
Got
the orange shoes on. Not quite the red ruby slippers of Wizard of Oz and Dorothy. Maybe what I'll do is I'll switch
sets. Oh, it was an exciting day. It was really good. I think Carly can give us some insight on what's going on next week at practice, how they're going to get ready for State.
That's right. Keep the girls motivated and focused and having fun.
Yep. Here comes head coach Carly Wagger.
Walking into the balcony area. We'll get her headset on and sitting down next to us.
Congratulations, coach.
Thank you.
Coming in today, how are we feeling?
Oh, the girls and us were feeling so good. We have been mentally preparing all week, and we just said, like, we just need to go out there and do what we know, have the confidence, and walk off that floor knowing you gave everything you had, and that's exactly what they did today.
Yeah, even from up here, you could tell that it was the best they've ever done
this whole
season.
It was definitely the most confident they've ever performed that routine, and that's honestly all we could have asked for them, so we're beyond proud.
I think that's a good word, walking in and watching it, Carly. They were confident. The coaches, you know, all the dancers, the managers, and things like that. Now, tell us for our listeners back home that weren't here today live, how much does the crowd influence the success of the day for the whole team? The crowd was loud.
The crowd was the best by far this year. And so we try and tell the girls we cannot rely on the crowd, but it always helps. It helps a tremendous amount. And so that really hyped them up today, knowing that they had so much love and support in the stands.
Yep. And it's been a dogfight. Teams in Section 3, Montevideo, Wyoming, us, Kick Jazz, back and forth at the competition.
Yeah.
How do you prepare your team now? We've got a short week.
Yep.
You guys will leave on Thursday, I assume, for State Dance, which the Jazz will be on Friday, the High Kick will be on Saturday. How do you keep the team focused but also how do you polish off the edges, if you will, and make the last two dances of the season, hopefully coming up,
yep,
even better yet.
Yes, yep. We always strive for, we tell them not to strive for perfection. The routine's never going to be perfect, but we want them to always give 100%. So come Monday, we'll review video, you know, brush up on the things that we need to tweak a little bit, and then we're just going to go into state with the same mindset as we did for sections. You know, you just need to give it all you've got and have no regrets when you leave that floor.
Excellent. And only two seniors this year?
Yeah.
How is that different than other years with maybe a few more seniors? Has that changed the balance of the team? I'm sure there's a bunch of fantastic, you know, young athletes, but you've got three eighth graders, three freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, one-third of your team, you know, well, one-sixth of your team isn't even in high school technically,
yep,
they're eighth graders.
Yes.
So how do you get the flow of a limited number of seniors, a good crop of juniors and sophomores? How do you keep the balance of all those girls together?
Yeah, we do a lot of team bonding, and they just really come together as a team, which is amazing. And having two schools, you know, and that wide variety of grade level too makes a difference. And they just love each other like their own family, and that's how they can come out here and dance as one as well, too. So
I'm curious, and maybe, Grace, you know this answer, but, you know, in previous years, the Shadows have always had captains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the first year you technically don't have captains.
Yeah.
You have a leadership team.
We do.
That's not every member of the 18 dancers, but you've got six or seven on the leadership. How is that different? How did that come to be versus selecting captains?
Yes. So we went to the Just for Kicks camp last summer, and some of these other teams that were there had transitioned over to the leadership team. And I just thought to myself, like, wow, that would be a really cool thing to be a part of. I know sometimes, like, the title captain can kind of get into girls' heads a little bit. And I strongly feel like everybody has potential to be a leader. You don't have to be a vocal leader in order to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the quieter girls on our team are just as strong of leaders as the vocal ones. Like, they show up each day. They don't miss a workout post. They are encouraging the dancers. And so I think it's important for the younger girls to see you don't have to be a vocal leader to be a leader. You can lead in other ways. And
yeah,
I want the girls to be able to understand that themselves too, because that will help them in the real world, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been a positive change for our team, I think.
Good. And you're spot on, Carly. I mean, in life, you know, in high school athletics and in work and experience, everybody leads in different ways.
Yes.
And you just described that so beautifully. And I remember, Grace, I think your junior or senior year to be captains.
Yep.
And one girl wrote, you don't have to be a captain to be a leader.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's so true. And that's,
yep,
where you've revolved and evolved your,
yes,
team into,
yes,
a different style and a different culture.
Yes.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to grab Aaliyah. You want to jump in, Aaliyah, with Grace?
Sure,
and with,
yeah,
Carly? I'll pass my headset down to Aaliyah Schomer, one of the assistant coaches. Here you go, Aaliyah. Good to see you.
Congratulations, Aaliyah. Thank you. This is your first year coaching. Can you tell us a little bit about how it went? How are you feeling?
Yes. My first year coaching has been nothing but great. I am beyond proud of the girls, and it's so fun to come back and be able to coach such wonderful girls and watch their process all season and just see how much they've grown over the course of the couple months that we've been together, and just watch them come out here and do their thing today was absolutely incredible.
Did the nerves still stick around just as much as when you were a dancer from today?
Yes, 100%. I feel like it's almost more nerve-wracking,
yep,
as a coach,
yep,
than it is when I was a dancer. I mean, when you're out there dancing as a dancer, you just know out there to go and do your thing. And as a coach, you just want the best for them, and you,
yep,
can't control that, and just hope that they do that. And they absolutely did today. So it's a great feeling for everyone, and
yeah,
I'm so happy for them.
So much to be proud of today. The girls, they, even I told Carly when they walked off, you just knew that they were proud and they did everything they could. And I think we could see that today.
Yes, and that's all we, going in today, we just want that feeling for you in your heart deep down, and to show your friends, your family, the fans, the community, and just come off feeling accomplished today. And they definitely did that, and we couldn't be more proud of them.
Right, and grateful to have one more week as a team going into next week. How are we feeling? What's the plan?
So this next week we are going to be doing, I think we do a couple more dress-up days coming up.
Okay, fine.
We always have like a team breakfast on Thursday morning after our morning practice. We get breakfast pizza and stuff. And then
fun.
We have a fun send-off, and so the girls will prepare a fun routine for the student body to perform, and We'll do light sticks at one of them, too. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah, we're super excited. We keep some traditions alive, like the Radisson Olympics. So.
Right, good. Just got to keep that fire burning for one more week.
Yes.
Congratulations, coaches. We have coaches Carly Wagger and Aaliyah Schomer from Loughborough Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Second place in Section 3A.
Thank you.
And I think we'll just wrap it up here. Congratulations, girls or ladies. And Loughborough Gym floor is still full of people, isn't it, Grace?
Yep, it's usually Loughborough Valley. Last one's out of the gym every time.
All right. Well, Grace, thanks for broadcasting. We're going to be down at State. You're going to be at State with your own team, Holly.
Yeah, we got another week as a team for my girls, and it's going to be fun to go back to the state tournament.
All right, and Ken. And, Ken, well, we're wrapping it up here. Yeah, we're just wrapping it up here quick, so thanks for helping out tonight.
Absolutely. I didn't ask, you know, Coach Carly and Coach Aaliyah for a prediction. I needed a simple yes or no answer. I asked them if the three representatives from Section 3A, no, nothing against the Holly Nuggets, if they're strong enough to sweep it at state, and they said, oh, it's going to be tough this year.
Yep.
There's so many good teams this year in Jazz and Kick. So they didn't commit yes or no, but it was a fun, quick conversation to wrap up.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping out today, guys. I appreciate it. You did a super job.
It's been fun.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for all the listeners and sponsors out there, too.
And we'll see you next Friday at Target Center. And that's a wrap here in Montevideo. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. We'll see you at Target Center on Friday.
Go Shadows. Go Nuggets.
Tenson Marine and Raymond. For all your boating needs, check out Tenson Marine. They have a large inventory of Sylvan and Sun Chaser pontoons, along with Starcraft, Smoker Craft, and Sylvan fishing boats and trailers. And don't forget the Evinrude E-Tech outboard motors. Tenson Marine has good used boats as well. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 8:30 to 3. That's Tenson Marine, located in Raymond, Minnesota.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Fixon Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Sather Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars, Lee Motor Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House Spirits Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minneota Building Center, the Mattress Bar and Marshall. Section Sports brought to you by American Surplus, Montevideo, Pizza Electric Motor, Appleton Area Health, PK Egan's Restaurant, Larson Tiling Incorporated, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Gilcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Surf Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health, Montevideo, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ludvigson Tiling, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Prince Bank, Sawarable Designs, Kluber Law Office, Canby Meat Center. Section Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Fine Insurance, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Trontassel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto. Section Sports also brought to you by Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Trigestad, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.